So today basically was day six, roughly, of bar prep. I ended up having to take a break on Friday, and as you heard in my last podcast, Bar Prep 106 on Podbean. Now I'm on Anchor because Podbean is acting crazy. So in Bar Prep 107, I'm going to discuss with you what happens when sometimes you get behind schedule and behind track, but you still end up getting your assignments done, even though you're tired, you're running ragged. And right now, like, it's 2 o'clock in the morning. I should be asleep. But I had to talk to y'all about what's going on in my bar prep lifestyle. I took the infamous MPT, guys. And one thing I will tell you is that you have to figure out a method to attack this part of the exam because it is so exhausting flipping back and forth through all of those documents in order to write the best paper possible. But if you do it correctly, you can extract or extricate a ton of law and then start writing your paper and plugging it into the areas in which it's necessary. And like for me, I just didn't realize how much law was actually just all hidden in the actual MPT that I could write about and then use strategically in order to write my paper in a way in which would be pleasing to the examiner, but also that shows like a good understanding of the law. Now, I will say that what I submitted is not my best work, but I am going to attempt to redo that same exact essay over and over again until I perfect the answer. Because I am aware that a lot of the times when we're trying to do something and we're trying to do it well, we try to practice different tests to see if we can get it better on the next go round. But I want to get the first thing right correct first. So for the MPT, tomorrow I'll be doing 2016 again. And not because I think 2016 is like the glorious year, but because I think the MPT for 2016 is needed. It's needed for me to look at it differently with a fresh set of eyes and do it all over again. Now, on to my 105 questions. I did not get to those today. I didn't even touch those today. I was just happy to finish the MPT today. So, yes, tomorrow's objective is to get through the 105 questions that I have to get through. I have not taken a picture and sent to my professor all of the stuff that I've been doing, but I will tell you that, like, this process, I'm still pumped up, still excited. I was a little exhausted towards the end of the week, but that's good. I mean, if you're doing bar prep correctly by Friday or Saturday, whichever day you end up like finishing out your prep for the week, like, it is exhausting. You're not gonna feel like super energized, but by Monday, you should be ready to like kick butt again. You shouldn't be like, oh my gosh. And I'm not saying you can't be dragging out of bed, but you shouldn't be like, okay, I'll just do this tomorrow on Monday. And trust me, I felt that way, but you gotta get yourself out of that bed. You gotta get yourself out of that funk, that lazy, that I wanna goof off my vibe and get your work done. Because, I mean, that's really what's gonna matter when you take the bar. Is that time you put in when you didn't feel like it? You know, staying committed to what you said you were going to do when you started. So don't forget, like, bar prep is only successful as your commitments when you don't feel like it. Like, as long as you're committing to bar prep when you feel like it, trust and believe you're going to get exactly out of it what you put into it. But when you do bar prep and you don't feel like it, when you're tired of this shit and you don't want to have bar prep anymore for the rest of your girl. I'm trying to tell you, or guy, whoever's listening, that this is where you're going to become super exciting, super fabulous. Like, those are the things that are going to come to mind. And it's not going to be one of those things that is easy to understand. It's going to be hard, and you're going to struggle with it, and you're going to have to do it a couple times before you get it. But bar prep is worth it. Getting through bar prep is worth that type of struggle. Not getting it, not understanding, being completely confused sometimes. Because when you're not like that, you risk, you know, putting yourself in a situation where it's not gonna work. And you want your bar prep to be exciting. You want it to be useful. And for anyone who's like just tuning in, and you probably haven't been following my Podbean podcast because, I mean, who switches apps for podcasts? But if you are switching apps, my Podbean podcast is under Bar Prep Sucks, but God's Got It. And there are about 6 episodes before Podbean started acting crazy. And so this MPT has been something to look forward to. But keep in mind, like, you know, the MPT for the bar exam is something that you're going to do in parts. It's not going to be the only thing, but this is the part of the bar exam where everything is given to you. You literally have to be able to read effectively for the information necessary to write a clear, concise, and effective, strong answer. So just keep in mind, MPT is very important. That is why it is the beast, because it takes 90 minutes to complete one MPT. So it's not meant to be taken lightly. None of this is meant to be taken lightly, but just know that this writing portion is the most extensive amount of time you have with files, paperwork, flipping through multiple things, trying to get a 45-minute question out. So just keep that in mind. Multi-state performance test for those of you who aren't aware of the terminology for bar exam. But hey, I say all that to say thank you for listening, and always, this is Nana Spear signing off.